On to reality. On to reality. A practitioner moves itself from illusion to reality, and it is so. A practitioner moves itself from illusion unto reality. We're all interested in enjoying perfect life. We're all interested in enjoying ideal health. We're all interested in enjoying fulfillment in every area of being a human being. And we've forgotten how it is. Every area of being a human being already is. There is timelessness. There is no time. There is no space. All is right here, right now, and all exists right here and right now. And it's up to us to claim it, to name it, to enjoy it, to see it, to live it, to know that that's our reality. That's our reality. The practitioner moves itself from illusion to reality. All just is. How wonderful that is. How fantastic that is. How glorious that is. That we don't have to go anyplace to be anything. We just stand right where we are and say, it is done. It is done. Take the dream of your heart, the dream of your soul, the dream of your mind, and know it's already done. It's already fulfilled. And say, I like that. I like that. I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit-minded body. All the world is a magnificent world. It's a fantastic world. It's a glorious world. It's a world filled with peace and love and joy and harmony and wonder and magic, because that's all there is, and that's all there ever will be. And how great that is. How great that is. Truly, how great that is. It already is. Now, you would like to enjoy a perfect body. So, if your body presently is experiencing something that's imperfect or in any way not like the ideal that you are knowing, that you know is your reality, then the thing to do is to immediately put the cause in motion and say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. We don't say perfect. We don't say without illness. We don't say almost perfect. We say it is done completely, wonderfully, magnificently, and now. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body now. I live in my wholeness right now. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect right now. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole right now. I don't say that. That's the truth. That's my reality. And so as I hold on to that as my reality, as I claim that as my reality, as I demonstrate that as my reality, then I see that it's already there. I don't have to arrive at that point of beingness. I don't have to arrive at that awareness of beingness. It's already there. And how wonderful it is. How fabulous it is. How glorious it is. How magnificent it is. Because that's who I am, and that's all that I am. That's all that I ever could be. That's all that I ever want to be, is to be the fulfillment of my ideal self, the fulfillment of my ideal reality, the fulfillment of that which I am. So, can I visualize an ideal body? Well, you can work on it. I visualize an ideal body as one which is fulfilled in every way, one which radiates outwardly the experience of wholeness right now. My perfect body is breathing magnificently. My perfect body is living magnificently. Every cell, every organ, action, function, every cell of my body is ideally functioning right now. That's what an ideal body is. It's that my body is functioning in its ideal manner right now and always, right now. Right now. Now, I will not have that if I allow myself to see less than that. Because less than that is exactly what I'm going to have, because that's what I allow myself to see if that's what I do. But if I train myself, I train myself to think perfect thoughts, ideal thoughts, to visualize my body as an ideal organ, as an ideal instrument, as an ideal expression of my ideal self, of my ideal reality of who I am, then that's exactly what I am. That's exactly what I do. That's exactly where I go. That's exactly how I express it. Now, it's not easy to do that because we have lived our lives in the habit of saying what we see is what we got. We live our lives saying that what we see in our body, in our affairs, in our life is reality. And it's illusion, ever-changing illusion, ever-changing illusion. It's not wrong. It's not right. It's just ever-changing illusion. Now, my ideal self never changes. My ideal self is fulfilled in every possible way. My ideal self is revealed in every magnificent manner and every possible manner that could ever be. There can never be any additions to it. There can never be any improvements to it. There can never be anything to make it better. One little tiny bit, not one bit, could make my body better than what it is right now, because that's my reality. That's who I am. That's what I am. And that's why I am. I live in that awareness of my divinity right now, of my wholeness right now. I live in my awareness that there is nothing else in this universe that I would desire to have. There's no improvement that I desire to express. There's no beingness that I desire to be in my body. There's nothing that is more important than who I am, because that who I am is my reality. That who I am is my ideal self. That's the only reality that I will ever know. Now, I have a perfect complexion. I am living in this youthful, dynamic body and enjoying this perfect complexion. I have an absolute ideal reputation. All of my life is beautiful. There is no past. There is no future. There's only the present moment, the present self that I am being. I have ideally formed bones. I have ideally formed a brain. My brain is the brain of the Einstein. All of our brains are the brains of the Einstein. We're all the geniuses. We're all fabulous. And as we call it forth, as we bring it out, as we live it, then we experience it, because that's our reality. But if we deny that it is our reality, if we deny that it's the truth about ourselves, if we deny that, then we are chasing it away. We are chasing ourselves away from our ideal expression of who we are. And we don't need to do that. We don't need to do that. So today, let's express ourselves in its ideal, magnificent format of being exactly who we are. Glorious, wonderful, fabulous, marvelous, right now. Because that's all that we are. That's all that we know. What is your ideal self? Keep your attention one-pointed on your ideal self as I keep my attention one-pointed on my ideal self. And as I keep my attention one-pointed on my ideal self, I am more and more aware of who I am. I reveal my ideal self that already is there, my ideal self that exists in me. I reveal it, and it is mine now, and it is wonderful. Because that's all that makes the world go round. That's all that matters to me or to anyone else. It is all beautiful. It is all good. It is all wonderful. That is who I am. That is who you are. That is what we are. I am the ideal of me right now. You are the ideal of you right now. It's there. It's here. It's right before us. We are in it. Now, as we reveal it with our words and our attitudes and our thoughts and our being, then we experience it. And as we experience it, we are the happiest of all beings ever to move on this plane of existence, on this life. Enjoy it with me today, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.